A new book tells a little-known story of a teacher on the Aleutian island of Attu who was taken prisoner by the Japanese during World War II. Attu is the last island in the Aleutian chain. It was invaded by the Japanese in June 1942. Etta Jones was living there with her husband, Foster. They were both teachers who had spent two decades living in remote communities across Alaska. Jones was a prolific letter writer. Her great-niece, Mary Brew, uses those letters to write the book, Last Letters from Attu, the true story of Etta Jones, Alaska pioneer and Japanese POW. Brew says Jones originally came to Alaska with her sister.
Etta told her sister that she would go, but it would be for 1 year only. And so they both went out there for this one-year adventure. And at the end of the first year, her sister went back to the East Coast, and Etta stayed.
And what kind of life did she make for herself here?
She was hired by the, it was called the Alaska Indian Service at the time, and she spent the next 19 years teaching in remote Alaska, Native Alaska villages.
What was it that she fell in love with Alaska? Here's a young woman from the East Coast. Why did she fall in love with a place like Alaska?
I think she fell in love with the lifestyle and the culture and everything that Alaska has to offer. I think that's, she just immersed herself in the Alaska lifestyle. That and she was happily married to a person who was also in love with the Alaska lifestyle, and that's why she stayed.
How is it that she ended up becoming a Japanese prisoner of war?
She and her husband, in being assigned to different Native Alaska villages, were offered a position on the island of Attu, and they accepted it as their last position before they retired. And so that's why they were there. And in June, on June 7th, 1942, the Japanese invaded that island, and that's how she became a Japanese POW.
How much did that incident change her life? How long was she held?
She was held for almost 4 years. And what amazes me about this remarkable woman is that she was 62 years old when it happened, and then she was a POW in Japan for almost 4 years, and when she came back, she lived another 20 years. And it just takes a very strong person at that age, I think, to survive that traumatic ordeal.
Was it difficult, or how difficult was it for you to write the chapter about the actual invasion?
It was extremely difficult. The whole process from the time I started writing the book until it was published took 7 years. And so in the first 2 years, I wrote the chapters that led up to the invasion and the chapters after the invasion. And I delayed writing the chapter about the invasion for 2 years because I knew what was going to happen. And knowing and loving her made it extremely difficult. So finally, after 2 years, I knew it had to be done, and so I just knuckled down and did it, and it was really hard.
How much did she talk about being a prisoner of war when you knew her?
Unfortunately, I didn't have the good sense to ask her any questions. My mother, however, tells me that if she were asked questions, that she would answer them. She didn't elaborate, but if they asked a question, she did respond. She didn't clam up. She would answer the question and let it go at that.
How has immersing yourself in your great aunt's story affected your life? How has it changed things for you?
I have more admiration and respect for her than I ever had when I knew her. And in the subsequent years, she died in 1965, so it's been 40 years since then. And what it has done is I'm just in awe of this woman. Another thing is that her story is so unique. She was the first female Caucasian taken prisoner of war, or taken prisoner on American soil since the War of 1812. And she should be, as far as I'm concerned, she should be as well known and as famous as Susan B. Anthony or Clara Barton or, you know, any other female who was an American figure. She should have been. Unfortunately, her story is a footnote in America's history, and that's why I felt very strongly that her story needs to be told.
Mary Brew is the author of Last Letters from Attu, the true story of Etta Jones, Alaska pioneer and Japanese POW.